week, we've been putting the spotlight on Matty Bass. He's an up-and-coming superstar in the wake skating community. And he recently made this video with a dude who, by international standards, is one of the best in the world, Brian Grubb from the USA. They came to Durban, South Africa, and they filmed some really cool stuff in water parks there. Honestly, it looks amazing. Gotta go check out Matty Bass on Instagram for links to those videos. I'm telling you now, it's beautiful, beautiful stuff. We're talking to him now on the show about exactly that, how it all came about and what they wanted to achieve, what it all looked like. I've been getting lots of requests about where this is going to be afterwards. We're going to put the entire interview up onto Catch Up so you can hear it again. But take a listen to what Matty and Brian got up to.
That was an amazing thing. I've always driven past the beachfront pools and the ledges, like the canals, just not in Oshaka itself, just outside Oshaka that we hit. We actually tried to hit that 2 years ago, and we got kicked out by security.
Where the hammerhead sharks are?
Yes, where the hammerheads are and the gondolas go through, yeah. So we went there, and we tried to hit and film those spots a few years ago, and we got kicked out. So to go back then and just have freedom to hit it was really cool. The pools I've always wanted to do, I always thought it had a potential for something really cool. I just wasn't sure how I'd be able to execute it with the constant foot traffic and everything there. And then the rest of the spots, like the winching in the sea, something we do regularly, but we've never really done on Durban, as for the same reason, it's just too busy to have ropes running across people who are swimming and everything. The canals weren't initially on my list to ride, but once we did the recce and we'd like looked through where we wanted to go, I was like, this could be really fun. And it was one of the most different wake skate sessions I've ever had, just going through that narrow spot. And you kind of think, oh, you know, I can ride and I can move around, but now all of a sudden when you're restricted, you're like, yo, am I good enough to go through this little tunnel? So that was actually one of the more fun sessions I had, just because it was something completely unique that I'd never done. The video, there's a couple versions right now on YouTube. If you just search Red Bull Wake Skating Durban, some iconic beachfront, it's on YouTube. It's a really cool mix of some behind the scenes and then the final product and edit. So that's probably the best platform, I think, right now to direct people to. Brian is actually a really cool story for me. About 14 years ago, I wasn't even wake skating yet. There was an event in Joburg with Red Bull. He was out here, he was wake skating. And I was just stoked on the, I was still wakeboarding, I was just stoked on the whole thing. And to see someone on a wake skate doing like what guys were doing on a wakeboard, really, and wake skating, it was just amazing. And then to fast forward now, and I've just finished a project with him, it's really surreal to have that full circle moment where, you know, this guy, I came home to Joburg and he's like still on my wall, and now I get to launch a video with him. That was definitely one of the coolest moments and like life highlights, I'd say, for this project.
And as you're talking earlier, you know, about the importance of social media and your lane and all that, I mean, what are the sort of different channels you have?
My main push is just through Instagram. I think it's the easiest way for people to see day to day what the sport's doing through stories and that, and then obviously that's where most of my videos go. I am launching a YouTube wake skate tutorial beginning of April. So that's just to really educate people on the sport. You know, I'll be answering questions apart from just how to do tricks, just answering questions on equipment. How do I start? And so many people are like, you're not strapped in, how do you start? I'll be explaining all these processes, answering all the questions that people actually have about wake skating, because I think that's the biggest thing right now on YouTube. You can't find out a lot about the sport, but you can like find out how to change tires and play guitar, but there's nothing for wake skating. So that'll hopefully go live, like I say, beginning of April, where we can just get the word out and get more people aware of what they need to do and how they can get growing in the sport.
And what's your Instagram handle? Is it
At Matty Bass, MattiBuys.
It's what we love to see, local dudes creating cool local content for the internet, for the global community. Matty Bass, will catch up with him again tomorrow on the show. Coming